This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 7th. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. A bill to create stricter labels for marijuana edibles is nearing the end of its legislative journey. Lawmakers say the goal is to prevent young children from accidentally ingesting marijuana. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
House Bill 1366 requires Colorado to go beyond the current rules, which already require childproof labels and packaging. Because marijuana can be so easily disguised, Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver says it's a safety risk.
Whether you're a high school principal supervising kids eating snacks at the cafeteria, or whether you're an adult going to a neighbor party and you're not sure whether the bowl of gummy bears has marijuana in it or not.
The new rules would create a standard symbol or mark to go on marijuana-infused cookies, brownies, and candies.
And that could be as simple as a green cross that was on every one of these gummy bears. It could be a logo or a stamp or a brand. You know, Nestle or Kit Kat all have stamps on their candies, and so it's some way to identify them to make sure we can protect public safety.
The Colorado Department of Revenue will come up with the new standards by 2016. The measure cleared the Senate with bipartisan support, but some opponents worry the standard will be too difficult to enforce and too stringent. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Daily Sentinel reports that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is reconsidering its proposal to list the Gunnison sage grouse as endangered. The agency is now considering a threatened species designation that would provide greater flexibility in how the bird is managed. In addition, the Bureau of Land Management has agreed to update its resource management plans within the range occupied by the species to beef up protections, said Eric Molvar, a wildlife biologist with the conservation group Wild Earth Guardians. The Gunnison sage grouse population is estimated at 5,000. It is concentrated mostly in Gunnison County, but also is found elsewhere in western Colorado and in Utah. Last month, U.S. Senators Mark Udall and Michael Bennett and U.S. Representative Scott Tipton wrote to the Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash asking for an extension of the May 12th deadline. Governor John Hickenlooper also sought an extension. The state opposes a federal listing for the bird instead of favoring a continuation of conservation efforts involving Colorado parks and wildlife, landowners, local governments, and others. A court order on the extension request is pending. Lisa Dale, Assistant Director of Parks, Wildlife, Lands, and the Colorado Department of Natural Resources, told the Sentinel there's widespread agreement that the Gunnison County sage grouse population is stable, but some satellite populations are more fragile, and the BLM may be reconsidering how to manage some of those habitats. The Denver Post reports that lawmakers are shutting down the state's tire landfills. A $5.8 million subsidy program for tire recyclers also will end by 2018 under a bill that Governor John Hickenlooper said Monday he will sign into law. Colorado currently stockpiles 60 million of the nation's 100 million scrap tires. The state has given tire dealers low-cost options for disposal, and tire haulers from other states took advantage. Sprawling heaps of scrap tire are seen as environmental and health hazards. In addition to the fear of a large fire, the sites can act as havens for rats, rattlesnakes, and virus-spreading mosquitoes. Tires can be converted to fuel, field cover, and construction material. The potential is huge for innovators because consumers generate 306 million scrap tires a year. In the United States, 5 million here in Colorado, and 1.5 billion worldwide, according to the Rubber Manufacturers Association. Once Hickenlooper signs the bill into law, tire landfills won't be able to accept tires after January 1, 2018, and will have to close and clean up by 2024. In the meantime, landfills can take in only one tire for every two removed for recycling. The $1.50 waste tire fee that Colorado tires buyers pay now would drop to 55 cents. The state's health department would manage closure and cleanup. The Western Slope Watchdog reports that Saturday's Tea Party rally at Lincoln Park in Grand Junction was sparsely attended. The crowd hung back on the perimeter, avoiding rows and rows of empty chairs arranged in front of the podium, says the paper. The attendees heard Speaker Tom Anderson, who described himself as an involuntary retired coal miner. Anderson said President Richard Nixon shouldn't have been impeached for Watergate, but for passing the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act and forming the EPA. Kevin McCarty, chairman of Freedom! Colorado and one of the organizers of the rally, made the BLM his target with the theme of his talk, the war on Western Slope. A report released today by the Obama administration finds climate change has already caused extensive changes across the United States, including here in Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has this report.
The U.S. National Climate Assessment projects temperatures will increase in the Southwest. Patrick Gonzalez, a federal climate change scientist who co-authored the report, says field measurements at Cure Conti National Recreation Area show park temperatures have increased by 1.6 degrees between 1950 to 2010.
Now that might not sound like a lot, but it's the equivalent of pushing a mountain down from cooler areas to warmer areas by 150 meters or 500 feet.
The report also predicts the Southwest will see decreased snowfall, reduced crop yields, and increased drought. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Stay tuned for Jeff with the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.